Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I apologize, but I sound a little like David Lee Roth this morning. Can I just tell you that?
Were you rocking out last night or
something? I was rocking out last night, and I think I damaged my voice worse than David Lee Roth. Hey, he did not play this last night. There was nothing
How could he not play this?
Nothing from his solo career
really?
At all. It was all Van Halen, start to finish.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the way I want it. That's the way I would want it. Absolutely.
Come on, this is a great song.
This is a pretty good song.
Oh.
But if you got the man, I mean, you got to hear Van Halen.
Well,
all
yeah,
night.
But you could do a couple.
Yeah, it's
just
true.
Solo stuff.
No, he stuck to the rundown of all of the previous concerts. We were following it, and it was exactly what he did in Cincinnati. It was all the same songs, same set, and it was all Van Halen, start to finish.
Length, how long did he go at 78?
I got home, started 7:30,
okay,
right on time, didn't have a warm-up band. In fact, we were walking to our seats as he came out and started singing, just like right off the top. There was no warm up or anything. So he played for about an hour and a half because I was home and in bed by 9:30.
That's
cool.
Really?
That's
a great weekday concert. Perfect.
It was perfect. And here's my
critique.
Here's my critique, all right, of David Lee Roth. He can no longer hit the high notes. He has brought in four backup singers that look like the four tops who stand in the background on a platform and they hit all the high notes. And as my friend Joe pointed out, it took four people to replace Michael Anthony.
Wow.
For the vocals in the background.
Yeah. Wow. Because,
you know, Eddie and Michael sang all the vocals. In this case, there were nine people on the stage. Four of them were the backup singers, then the band, and then, you know. So anyway, yeah, it was a group effort. The band sounded great. David, not so much, but he's still a great showman. He told great stories in between the songs and only made a couple of Van Halen references all night long.
But he wasn't jumping off freaking 6 foot high amplifiers and speakers.
They would have had to call 911, Dan.
His knees just explode.
I thought, well, maybe he'd jump onto a trampoline or something, you know?
No, he didn't even try. He still spins the mic stand around a little bit, and he boogies to it, but he doesn't really, you know, dance or try to kick his leg up in the air or any of that anymore.
But did he wear the pants?
He did. Same outfit. Black leather. Yeah.
Still obviously in decent shape.
He appears to be in great shape. Yeah. His voice is not in great shape, sort of like mine this morning.
Because you were screaming.
I sang along to every single one of those songs last night. They were all Van Halen's greatest hits from the Dave era, right? So
that's fun. 80s rock is still like the best ever.
I could not agree with that statement more. By the way, if you're watching this morning, we don't have Dan up on the camera here yet.
He'll get in here.
Oh, I got to get in there.
But I have to point out, he's shown me up this morning. I wore my St. Louis Conservative T-shirt, one of my favorite new T-shirts, and this guy's wearing a button down.
Yeah,
so.
I got
looking
that.
Good.
I got that Show Me St. Louis 30th anniversary thing today.
I gotta
go up there. So that's the only reason I wore a button up. I couldn't even find my good clothes. I had to go into an. I go, Holly, where's all my good shirts? She said, well, you never wear them. So, you know, I had to go find my old TV clothes.
So tell us about that. Are you on Channel 5 today, or are they recording something?
No, it's all recorded for a big 30th anniversary show, I think, later in September when we actually launched in, golly, I can't believe that's been 30 years when we launched in 1995. When I left, took the
Channel
big thing.
Yeah,
I'll never forget, like, my last day at Channel 4, I'm walking. I, if you recall, I had the overnight shift, and I would leave the building after the morning news about 9 a.m. I'm getting on the elevator, and Al Cohen gets on.
Okay.
And Al had bypassed me for like three contracts and had given them to somebody else, and I'm still the 50-hour-a-week part-time guy. And he says, he gets on the elevator as I'm going down to the thing, and he says, hey, I hear you're going over to Channel 5 for that stupid show they're going to launch. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I give you 1 year before you're begging for your job back.
You're kidding me.
Wow. No. He goes, that's not going to make it. That show's never going to survive. He said, what a stupid idea, you know, and just Mr. Negative as he was. But, yeah, and so 30 years later, they're still rolling and rocking and having a big party.
Wouldn't be the first time Alan was wrong about something like that. But I'm just saying, that guy's a character, man.
Yeah, that's one word for him. Not the one I would have used. But character.
He's still around. He's retired, obviously. I think he spends most of his time in Miami, Florida. But
so he's making somebody miserable in Florida. Yeah,
somewhere other than St. Louis.
Exactly.
Oh man, I haven't seen him in years. I have no idea. Worked for him for a long time though, for sure. All right, we have jabbered enough here. There's who in the world is Lisa Cook, and why does Lisa Cook think if a president can appoint her, a president can't fire her? This is the lady on the Federal Reserve Board. Biden appointed her. She's being investigated for mortgage fraud. Trump fired her yesterday. She said she won't leave. I don't have an answer to that, but that's part of the big story going on in D.C. In addition to that 45-minute, 50-minute impromptu news conference the president had yesterday while he was signing his executive orders on flag burning and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I guess there was a flag burning literally right in front of
the White House.
White House,
night.
Like within minutes of him signing it, somebody challenged him, and guess what? He went to jail.
This is going to be an interesting court case because the Supreme Court's pretty much already said that's an expression of the First Amendment right. If you choose to do that, I think you're an idiot, and I think I would punch you in the face if you did that in front of me.
You know, I'm surprised how many veterans support it, though. I mean, guys who have fought, I mean, they don't like it. They certainly don't endorse it. But several members of my family who've served are like, hey, that's what I fight for. I know I fought for people's rights to be ignorant, but it's part of their free speech. And if people want to be ignorant or take a knee for the national anthem, well, we don't like it. It is part of being an American, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
it'll be interesting. I hate it. I mean, it drives
me
crazy.
When you do it, it should give you a free ticket to whatever other country you think is better than this one.
Amen.
And we'll ship you off there.
Same
with the people that take a knee for the national anthem.
Or the people who wave another country's flags. If it's so damn good and you want to wave your flag in this country, go home and
hit it
and wave it there.
There's the door. We'll give you $1,000 in a one-way ticket.
Yep,
that's kind of how I look at that one, I'm for sure. All right, we've got lots to get to. We got Jean Evans on. We talked about getting her on yesterday. A judge has declined to put a restraining order on this Missouri Scholars Program. That's kind of a big deal. That means all the students that have already been able to take advantage of it will continue getting their funding, at least the new districts will, for this year, while this thing sorts itself out in court. We're going to talk to Gene about that next hour. John Lamping as well on a Tuesday morning. We got Chris Howard, who's running for Jefferson County executive. He's going to join us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit more about Ken Waller, one of the longtime politicians in Jefferson County. He was county executive. He was a state representative, passed away very suddenly this week. I did not know Ken personally. I mean, I met him a couple of times. I don't know him all that well, but we're going to invite Chris Howard on here a little later to talk about Ken. Who passed away this week. And, of course, we'll get to Wiggins before the show is over today. We'll get him in studio. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Mr. Abrego Garcia was taken into custody by ICE this morning.
That was the attorney yesterday for Abrego Garcia, who is in ICE custody. Now they've got another liberal judge trying to keep him from being deported despite two deportation orders. You know what they're mad about? They're mad that he's going to be sent to a country where he doesn't speak the language. I'm sorry, he doesn't speak our language.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, well, he'll feel right at home in a country where he doesn't understand the language.
He had to talk through an interpreter yesterday in the U.S. Give me a break.
He is absolutely going to be deported in this country. He's not going to walk the streets of this nation. So he can enjoy the little time he has with his family. And for the person who says we're not going to separate family, his family can go with him.
I would hope Mr. Abrego Garcia, through his interpreter, would decline the offer to drag his family to Uganda.
I was never a fan of his. I thought he was stupid. I thought he was, you know, a guy that only wanted to go into war. He liked killing people. I thought he was essentially a bad guy, but I'm not involved in that.
Yeah, he's talking about John Bolton, that he doesn't know. They said there are more raids coming in the Bolton case. I don't know. You got me.
If Black Lives Matter, how come in the past 11 days since President Trump has federalized the D.C. Metro Police, no black individual has been unalived.
Oh, I love it. Bam.
That's Tony, who I think was walking down the street the other night with the crickets in the background or the cicadas or whatever.
Oh, on the Buck Don't Give a
Beep? But he was in a car this time recording this, asking a very good question.
Yeah.
For all you people complaining about Black Lives Mattering, no black lives were taken in Washington, D.C. this week. If Donald Trump can do it there, why aren't you knocking on your mayor's door demanding to know why you can't do it here?
Did you see some of the town hall in Chicago where the people were just railing on the Chicago mayor saying the exact same thing? Like, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we asking for every federal aid possible to make our streets safer? And of course, he had no answer.
Oh, well, he has no answer. Yeah. And he thinks incarceration is an outdated idea.
Yeah.
This is the mayor of Chicago. How stupid can one individual be? And how in the world did he ever get elected? That's the question you have to ask. All right. I've gone too long. My David Lee Roth voice is wearing out. We're going to get to the national anthem this morning.
No police officer working in the city can remember a time in their lives when there has been no murders. You can work at the police department for 20 years, 30 years, your whole life. We've checked the records. No one can even find a record of being murder-free for as long as we've been murder-free under President Trump's leadership. Additionally, and the president spoke about this before, we've uncovered, in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in Washington, D.C., with the doctoring of crime stats. And the Department of Justice, under the Attorney General, is leading the effort to uncover this. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you. The extent to which, even though D.C. had the worst crime in America, honestly measured, it dramatically understated how bad it was. There's even...
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Accusations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders.
It wouldn't be the first time. I mean, we've had allegations of that even in St. Louis, that crimes were classified differently so that they wouldn't match what the FBI uniform crime report was, so it didn't make that category seem as bad. Or, Dan, they would there'd be 40 cars broken into at a lot, and they would write it down as a single incident because it all happened at one address.
Oh, I know, my
now
gosh.
It's been a few years, but I know that's how those used to be classified. You didn't have 40 individual incidents, you had one. Now, that if that's the intention of that is not to suppress crime stats, the only other thing I can think of is somebody didn't want to write 40 different reports. They just wanted to write one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know that's been going on in these big cities.
Yeah, they definitely morph it in both ways. I think sometimes if they want more federal aid, they used to morph it the other way and say, oh, crime's so bad, we need more money, more resources. But in this case, definitely, they were trying to make it look like it wasn't as unsafe.
So I listened to Brandon Johnson, I think that's his name, up in Chicago, and I listened to J.B. Pritzker, and I don't understand this. I'm a relatively intelligent person. I don't understand how the governor of a state could make a comment like this. Go to cut 11, please.
Mr. President, do not come to Chicago. You are neither wanted here nor needed here. Your remarks about this effort over the last several weeks have betrayed a continuing slip in your mental...
Your mental faculties, if you'd listen to the end of that.
Yeah.
He has the audacity to suggest that there's something wrong with Donald Trump because he wants to stop crime. There's a guy named Brad Todd who was on CNN last night, and he asked the question we're all asking. If you've determined that there is a way to stop murders in these big cities, why wouldn't you do it? Why? Why wouldn't you?
Of the country.
All those states that I mentioned are more dangerous when it comes to violent crime than Chicago.
If
that's
your
a lie.
Relative gets killed, you don't care if it's a blue state or a red state. Chicago's
totally
had
agree.
Nearly 600 murders a year. When Rahm Emanuel was mayor quite a while ago, it was maybe 400. I think every one of those families in the 600 who were killed last year would like to maybe the federal government had intervened and helped them back then.
Yeah. You think?
Honestly.
That's just complete honesty right there.
It's true. And I'll play a little bit more from that clip I played off the top with this guy named Tony, who's on TikTok. But he's absolutely speaking some truth on this issue.
If Black Lives Matter, how come in the past 11 days since President Trump has federalized the D.C. Metro Police, no black individual has been unalived? I'm going to say that again. How come in the past 11 days no black person has been unalived in D.C. since President Trump has taken over the D.C. Metro Police?
Black lives matter, why wouldn't this matter to you?
Yeah, why wouldn't the Black Lives Matter and leaders in that community not be applauding what's going on in D.C.?
Because they can't.
They simply can't.
Because, as he pointed out yesterday, when you take that issue away, that robs them of one of their victim arguments.
That's right. It can't be a victim.
I'm the victim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the victim. Yeah.
And they're all blinded by TDS, too.
Absolutely, yeah. They are. All right, coming up, we will get to Buck Don't Give a Bleep. Stick around.
Buck Don't Give a F***.
That's right. We make no apologies for what you're about to hear. The segment where we know we're going to trigger some liberals. I always do. A new segment, too, that really we try to focus on mainstream media, try to give a mainstream media platform to conservative voices that are out there on social media that you never hear on mainstream radio or TV. So we try to find them and bring them to you and let you hear what they're saying, why they're saying it, and just give you some new perspectives. And today's segment is not necessarily from an unknown social media voice either. This influencer has been pretty popular, nearly a million followers on X. His posts are shared across all platforms too. When he speaks, a lot of people copy and share. So anyway, his name is Link Lauren. I'm picking him because he comes from the LGBTQ community. He's a gay conservative. That's right. He's a recovering musician who became a political and social media podcaster. When he came around to the truth, when he began to stray a bit from that LGBTQ narrative on issues like COVID and gender transition and biological men playing in women's sports, he came under harsh, mean, hateful attacks from the community that he thought just loved everybody. He experienced firsthand the hatred of the left, and his freedom of speech was greatly challenged. He got canceled constantly on social media platforms when people would complain. Why did they complain? Because it was a gay man who was supposed to just go along with the Democratic narrative. They all do, right? Well, this guy doesn't. He helped Vivek. He helped JFK Jr. in their presidential campaigns before he became kind of a full-time voice of truth and reason on his own. Now, I don't always agree with him, but I have a lot of respect that he boldly shows that being gay doesn't mean that you have to support all the lunacy of the left agenda. Yesterday, Link went after Kim Kardashian when she dressed up her 12-year-old daughter, Northwest. Can you believe you would name your daughter with the last name of West? You'd name her North? Let's start there. But anyway, she dressed her up like a Vegas hooker. And Lauren, Link Lauren had enough of it. He calls her out. Hit it, Ethan.
All right, my friends, I've had a long day. I've got brownies in the oven. I was going to run a bath and luxuriate tonight, but so many of you are messaging me about this Kim Kardashian Northwest situation. So many moms and grandmas saying, what kind of mother allows her 12-year-old daughter to go out of the house looking like this? Now, the apple can only fall so far from the tree. I mean, we discovered Kim Kardashian on her back, so I don't know why anybody is shocked, but so many women are upset because why is she in a corset, a bustier, a push-up bra? I just learned these things. I'm gay. I don't know about these things, okay? I'm learning. But Northwest, this is a 12-year-old girl. In a way, I almost feel bad for the Kardashian kids because they're always on the compound in Calabasas. They don't know what it's like to be a real kid, but kids are already growing up so fast. I feel like the onus is on the moms and the dads to let the kids be kids, okay? You can say no. Sometimes you can tell your daughter, you know what? We're not going to go out and get photographed looking like a prostitute. But when the mom is dressed like this, what leg does she have to stand on? And when it comes to the Kardashian-Jenner family, remember Kylie Jenner, Northwest aunt, when she was 16 years old, getting her lips done, getting injections, growing up way too fast, and then she started sleeping around with rappers, okay? So don't cry for me, Argentina, Kim Kardashian, if Northwest ends up going down.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the same path, but maybe you're priming the next generation because you know you and your sisters are aging out and people have lost interest.
Oh, bada boom. Yeah, so anyway, he's out there, man. He's a
That girl is 12?
Yes. Did you see the outfit?
I did.
Oh, I know.
She looks like she's 21.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. And, you know,
She's got green hair.
And remember, her grandmother is Bruce Jenner. Just don't forget that. I mean, so the family's got issues, right? So anyway, if you want to hear more from the guy, he is gay, but man, he's got some strong points of view, and you're probably going to agree with him a lot more than you don't. His name, again, Link Lauren. He's out there on X.
Honestly, she should be charged with something. Now, Kim, let's talk about Kim Kardashian for a minute. I have never watched a single show she's been in.
Me neither.
I've obviously seen pictures of her. She is very well endowed, would be one way of looking of saying that, right?
Yes.
Apparently, so is her 12-year-old daughter. I mean, according to this.
Oh, yeah.
They've got her in a push-up bra, some kind of bustier-looking thing.
The stripper legging type things, you know.
Well, the one I'm looking at is
black stocking.
Is not. She's got a dress on in this one. This is them in Rome is the picture I'm looking at. And it's equally as bad. This child is 2 or 3 inches taller than her mom. Maybe it's because of the boots she's got on. And she looks like she's 20. There's no way this girl's 12.
12 years old.
Wow.
So much for letting them be kids, huh?
Oh.
Not even a teenager yet.
These kids don't have a chance.
No. It is sad. And people always, you know, wonder why there's so many suicides and horrible drug addictions and things among those elitists in Hollywood.
Sure.
There's an example. They don't ever get to experience normalcy or life of a child. And when you grow up when you're 10, 11, 12 years old, I just think, you know, there's something with your maturity status that just doesn't click. You grow up way too fast.
What's your name? Northwest.
Northwest. Yeah.
It'd be like calling
my daughter Haffa.
I'm sure.
It'd be like giving my name the first name of Haffa. Haffa Buck.
50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Yeah, you could really, you can do horrible things to your child when you have a last name like Cox, or
you could come up with awful things.
But you just don't do it.
Yeah, you don't. See, I don't like the direction west. Let's give her north.
South. Yeah, that's an airline. They couldn't do that, I guess.
Couldn't do Southwest. Although they could have got her sponsored then.
Well, that's a college, isn't it? True. Northwest. Maybe she could go to
Free flights for life.
Free. There used to be a Northwest Airlines, wasn't there at one point?
Was there really?
I think there was, yeah.
Maybe.
Back in the day?
I don't know, in the TWA days,
I think there was a Northwest Airlines. Northwest.
It's just going to be the latest example of some kid coming out of Hollywood that's screwed up, for sure.
Yeah.
We've seen.
What do you think of Link Lauren? His voice is hysterical.
Well, I thought it was Dylan Mulvaney. I had to look him up to see what he looked like. And
white bleached hair. For those of you who don't know, he's not hiding it for sure. No. He's proud of his gayness, which is okay. But I love the fact that he has broken away from the lunacy of the left. That he does not think simply because he is part. In fact, he always said it should have stopped at LG. He said it never should have included anything beyond LG. He's not a fan of trans. He's not a fan of. He thinks that's all wrong.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
it's very, yeah. To be honest with you, I've never laid eyes on the guy till right then. I'm assuming he was not invited to the influencer party at the White House when Biden was president.
He was not.
Aww.
No. In fact, he was quite the voice out there for JFK Jr. during his campaign. In fact, ran several of his big social media campaigns that they said gave him all the traction that he got early on in the campaign that helped him really have a pretty successful independent campaign run.
There's a picture of him on here with Brian Kilmeade. I don't know if he's been on a Kilmeade show or Kilmeade's been on his show. It's called Spot On. With Link Lauren, huh?
Yeah, that's his handle on X. Yep.
Okay, well, I may have to check that out and see what he has to say.
You'll like his opinions. I mean, you know, you got to get past the fluff, but but he has some very good perspectives on most issues.
Well, good. That's interesting. I see. This is what I love. I love when we can get additional content brought to the show that is not driven by me, because this would not have been on my radar.
No, you're not going to hear him on CBS or CNN or NBC. Never would they put a conservative gay man on, ever. So,
oh, my friend Jackie's giving me grief on YouTube this morning
about Link, Van Halen.
Link puts out great content. Mulvaney, come on, Mark. I don't know why. I don't know. The voice. Maybe it was the voice.
The voice reminded
me of Mulvaney a little bit.
Yeah, but his content does not.
I don't. I've never listened to him, Jackie. I don't know anything about him. All I heard was his voice. And first thing I thought was, if he mentions Bud Light, this is going south.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Just like it did with Cracker Barrel. Oh, by the speaking of which, you see they put out a statement yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to read that later in the show. They went out trying to make good, trying to, you know, patch up some of the damage control, if you will. But did you notice it wasn't signed by her? It was a statement from the company. It was not from the CEO. At least I didn't see it.
I don't know how she's still employed.
I saw nothing equated or put to her name in the apology. So she was not making the apology.
I think the board probably came out.
If I'm a shareholder, I'm calling that company going, hey, somebody needs to stop this woman.
If I'm on the board, I'm voting to put her back on as a line cook or something.
Yeah.
And not CEO.
Needless to say, the word country store is back. Now, not in the logo. I think they're going to stay with their cleaner brand, but they definitely are going to slow down and pump the brakes on trying to lose some of their country feel. So
didn't she used to run Taco Bell like into the ground, got rid of the Mexican pizza and all that stuff?
I read that.
Yeah.
Which Taco Bell, aren't they part of that big Pepsi company?
She was CEO of that mess for a while.
PepsiCo owns
them. Now the inside of Cracker Barrel is going to look like a Taco Bell.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, the ones I've seen, the rebrands that they've done look like a Chipotle. No, really, Chipotle with some modern art on the wall that has some connotations of country, but
no,
definitely not.
No,
not
thank
the,
you.
Not that good old country store, warm fireplace, you know, hardwood on the walls. Yeah, they don't. They definitely are breaking brand.
All right. So as promised, when we come back here, as bad as my voice sounds, David Lee Roth sounds worse. I'm gonna play you a clip from the concert I saw last night.
Is
when
that
we come
legal?
Back.
Can you do that? Horrible, not horrible,
no,
totally
God.
Horrible.
No, God,
I can recognize
please,
the song.
No, no, no.
Stop. Stop. So, here, I mean, I went in not expecting anything. And, you know, I love I saw Van Halen for the first time in 1979. So their debut album was 78, I think. And I think I saw them in concert in 79 at Dayton Hera Arena or Cincinnati, one of the two. I can't remember where I saw them the first time. And all I can see is that image of David Lee Roth jumping off the front of the drum set, legs splayed out, you know. And if had he done that last night, they would have had to call 911. I joked earlier. But he still seems to be in great physical shape. He was dancing around on the stage, and, you know, he's just got a little bit of goof to him. And he told a few good stories in the middle of it. But some of it he just talks through. His voice sounded rough in others, like rough like as in maybe some sort of a nasal thing going on. I don't know if he was sick or not for portions of it. And on other things like Jump, I mean, they played all the old Van Halen hits. None of his solo stuff. But I walked out of there with a better appreciation for his performance than I expected. Let's put it that way. He's still a showman. I got somebody blasting me on Facebook this morning. Oh, just a minute, Mark. He's washed up. He's not a showman. Blah, blah, blah. Well, he is. I'll always have a fondness for him because I love Van Halen. I love all Van Halen so much. Doesn't matter who's singing for them, the exception of maybe Gary Cherone. I didn't like that stuff. But the two versions of him, I loved it. And last night, he still showed some of that front man stuff that made him famous, a little bit of flair. And while he can't, he was never a great singer, somewhere along the way of being a paramedic and all the other things he's done in life, I wish he had done this 25 years ago. That's what I wish.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out and sing solo Van Halen, do it. He should have done it 25 years ago. It's probably time for Dave to retire.
Yeah. You could say you may have maybe saw his last tour.
My guess. Yeah. That would be my guess. And the band sounded fantastic.
Yeah. You wouldn't go back, would you? Would you pay the ticket price to go back and
no,
see
not
that
now,
again?
Not now that I've seen him, I would not.
Yeah.
You can say half the price. You could see the tribute band that's probably coming soon.
Yeah. And you can say you saw him before he died. I mean, he's
70.
Well, yeah, but he did a lot of drugs.
Well,
I'm thinking that life expectancy of most rockers is not beyond 75.
My guess is they won't have to embalm him when he dies. Let's put it that way. There's enough stuff floating around in there that they're not going to have to worry about.
You said he kept going like side stage or backstage to get a
drink? He had somebody kept refilling a cup right in front of the drums. He was not drinking out of a bottle of Jack Daniels like he did in the old days.
Exactly. Okay.
I'm not sure.
He's more civilized now. He takes it
probably
out of
like
cup.
Tea now.
Yeah. Right. He was making a lady in the front row who had on, I don't know if they were real or not, but had probably the largest breasts I've ever seen. Like, I was in the upper deck and I could see her down there. Like, you could see it that far away.
Front row.
And Dave stood right in front of her all night long and made comments to her. And at some point, she covered her face. She acted like she was embarrassed. But, I mean, I don't know what there was to be embarrassed about. You put him out there.
Yeah, thank you.
And you were in front of David Lee Roth, who used to be famous about pointing those girls out to his stagehands to go get him and bring him backstage after the concert.
His new entourage every concert.
Yeah. I don't know that he's doing that these days, but same black leather pants, same attitude. It's just that the voice is gone. And hats off to the four guys singing backup for him. They hit all the high notes. They were there in the background. And
how's the factory? Do you enjoy the concerts there? I mean, like the venue?
I think, when Brian Kilmeade was there, I was talking to his producer, the person that books him at these venues around the country, and he told me that the factory is the most sought after destination in the middle of the country.
Wow.
He said
it is nice.
Every one of these stars that's out there performing right now wants to book the factory when they come to town. It's a little smaller, it's a little more intimate. You know, it's inside, so you're not at the whim of the weather. If you try to do the outdoor, like that smaller amphitheater over by Hollywood, what's the name of it behind the hockey arena? There's a smaller venue over there. So he said that the factory's just become kind of the go-to place.
Well, it doesn't seem to be a bad seat because of the vertical climb of the seats. Everybody, you're so close to the stage, even if you're upper deck, right?
Yeah, we were on the front row, upper deck, and we had a great view. We moved around a little bit because I'll be honest with you, it wasn't sold out. It holds about 1,800 people. The lower bowl was full. The lower arenas, all those seats seemed to be full. The upper was not.
Doesn't hurt that you're in Chesterfield either. You don't have to worry about your car getting broken into.
Exactly. You're not.
And the traffic wasn't bad. And we got out of there pretty quickly when the thing was over. But
that was my only complaint. The couple shows I've seen there were traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
To get out, sometimes.
To get out of the factory over there is a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Do you have other bands on your hit list, or is Van Halen like the one, number one? Is there other teams, other
going
groups
to see,
you want to go see?
I'm going to see Mammoth in November, right before Thanksgiving.
Mammoth?
Do you know Mammoth?
No.
You got to
really?
Kind of explain that.
No.
So
I went to Monmouth High School, but no, I didn't.
Mammoth.
Okay, do
Mammoth,
not know Mammoth.
W. Van Halen. It's Wolfgang Van Halen. It's Eddie's son.
No kidding.
Tours as Mammoth, which was the original name of Van Halen. Trivia you don't need to know.
Darn.
Before they switched it to Van Halen, they called themselves Mammoth. He's now adopted that name for his band, and he's
good.
Lights out. The kid is a virtuoso, just like his namesake, Wolfgang. He's amazing.
That's
so
cool.
If you can get out there and see him, it'll be worth your time. All right, we're back after the top of the hour. We'll talk to Gene Evans about Moe's Scholars Program. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.